We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
YXR 91.7 Memphis.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. 3, 2, check ignition, 1. And may God's love be with you.
Now it's time to
Along this world there's no one left to care. Along this world there's no one left to care. Talk about bad luck and trouble, you know I've had my share. I lay down last night just trying to take my rest. I lay down last night just trying to take my rest. But my mind got to wandering like wild geese in the west. You know it ain't no good, no it ain't no good no more. You know it ain't no good, baby it ain't no good no more. The day you left me the blues walked in.
Great guitar playing, singing was Michael Chapman. No One Left to Care from his 1969 debut album Rainmaker, which was produced by Gus Dudgeon. He also had a number of other great records, including Fully Qualified Survivor, which also featured the guitar work of Mick Ronson, who would be a big part of David Bowie's Spiders of Mars. Before Michael Chapman, we heard Straub's Where Is This Dream of Our Youth from their 1969 self-titled album, which was their first album released after their recordings that they did with Sandy Denny. Before Straub's, we had John Mayall and the Blues Breakers doing the Peter Green instrumental, The Supernatural, from their 1967 album, A Hard Road. David Bowie opened up the show with Space Oddity from the 1969 album, Man of Words, Man of Music. I remember ordering this album as a British import in 1970 while I worked at Pop Tunes in Memphis, and loved the record. Shortly thereafter, I ordered Man Who Sold the World, which also blew me away, and I was primed when Hunky Dory showed up in the store shelves, so I've been a fan of David Bowie's for a long time. Anyway, Tony Visconti produced Man of Words, Man of Music, but Gus Dudgeon produced Space Oddity, which became Bowie's first real radio hit. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time right here on WYXR-FM, broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee, my hometown. This episode of Air Conditioned is going to be a tribute to the great producer, Gus Dudgeon, who not only produced all the songs we heard right before, but also produced Joan Armatrading, Davy Graham, Elton John, most of his biggest records, Ralph McTell, Audience, the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, Magna Carta, John Congo, Sinceros, And we're going to be hearing a lot of that this remainder of the hour, so hang in there. I think you're going to enjoy it. Right now, we're going to hear Ralph McTell, an incredibly influential folk artist in the UK beginning in the late 60s, and he's going to be doing his most famous song right here called Streets of London.
Have you seen the old man in the closed down market, kicking up the paper with his worn out shoes? In his eyes you see no pride, and held loosely at his side, yesterday's paper telling yesterday's news. So how can you tell me you're lonely, and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old girl who walks the streets of London, dirt in her hair and her clothes in rags? She's no time for talking, she just keeps right on walking, carrying her home in two carrier bags. So how can you tell me you're lonely, and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. In the all-night cafe at 11:15, same old man sitting there on his own, looking at the world over the rim of his teacup. Each tea lasts an hour and he wanders home alone. So how can you tell me you're lonely? Don't say for you that the sun don't shine. Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old man outside the seaman's mission, memory fading with metal ribbons that he wears? In our winter city, the rain cries a little pity for one more forgotten hero and a world that doesn't care. So how can you tell me you're lonely, and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind.
Seamstress for the band. dancing in the sand. Now she's in me, always with me, tiny dancer in my hand. Jesus free.
Well, I said, I'm leaving mama, but I don't know where to go. I'm leaving in the morning on that piano. I laid down on my pillow and cried myself to sleep. Said I laid down on my pillow, well, I cried myself to sleep. I hate to leave you, baby, when I love you so sweet. See my coffin coming right through my front door. Than to hear you say that you don't want me no more. Whoa.
You could give what you must cause. Whatever's for us, for us. Whatever's for us, for us. Speaking of pride, you ask, but why, what for, and what it should be. Do what you will, say what you must, cause whatever's for us, for us. Speaking of life, you ask how right you are to be feared. Oh Lord, heed not a lie, fear not to trust, cause whatever's for us, for us. Whatever's for us, for us.
That's Joan Armatrading doing Whatever's For Us, For Us from her 1972 debut album, Whatever's For Us, produced by Gus Dudgeon. Before Joan Armatrading, we heard Davy Graham doing Leaving Blues from Folk Blues and Beyond, which came out in 1964 on the Decca imprint. A lot of acoustic guitar players and lovers of that kind of music consider Graham as being a key player in revolutionizing folk guitar playing, inventing a distinct modal tuning, and bringing in elements of jazz and adding Arabic and Indian textures to the music. A great guitar player, great artist. Before Davy Graham, we had Elton John doing one of his most famous songs, Tiny Dancer from Madman Across the Water, which came out on the Uni label in 1971. great string arrangements by Paul Buckmaster. Some of you might remember the song being used in a big pivotal scene in Cameron Crowe's film Almost Famous. We opened up the set with Ralph McTell doing his most famous song, Streets of London, from his second album, Spiral Staircase, which came out in 1969 on the Transatlantic record label. And like Davy Graham, Ralph McTell was a very influential folk artist in the UK beginning in the late 60s. All of those songs you heard were produced by Gus Dudgeon, whose production work we're going to be featuring this entire show. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time right here on WYXR-FM, broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee. Coming up next, we've got one of Gus Dudgeon's very favorite productions. It was with a band called Audience. They had this one album in particular called The House on the Hill, which was just a fantastic record. And the song we are about to play was the hit single off of the album called Indian Summer.
Friends say to take it easy. I won't, and they wonder why. I can't give up that easy. Lay me down and die. Somewhere is cool and shady. Could age take the taste away? I met a widow lady. Couldn't waste the day. I told her I'd lost my wife. Those years together had been the best of my whole life. Friends say we ought to marry. I smile and I shake my head. One wife will make you happy. Two will make you dead.
Side of our platter, sports fans. And I'm singing just for you, covered in sequins.
In the canyons of your mind, I will wander through your brain to the ventricles of your heart, my dear.
I'm in love with you again. Cross the mountains of your choice. I will sticker Union Jack to the forest of your cheek. Through the holes in your string bag.
Once again, I hear your love. And I kiss, yes, I kiss your perfumed hair.
But she's not there.
The sweet essence of giraffe.
Of giraffe.
And each time I hear your name.
My, how it hurts.
In the wardrobe of my soul.
Oh, my soul.
In the section labeled shirts.
Nobody there on Parliament, he'll only be. If you come come to Berlin,
if you 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 come with me.
Please.
John Congos, Tokolushi Man, from his second album titled Congos, which came out in 1971. Great album. Congos, who hailed from Johannesburg, South Africa, was already popular in his home country, but this album really brought success on an international scale, and largely that was thanks to the breakout hit He's Going to Step on You Again, and tracks like the one we just heard. Great stuff. Before that, we heard Magna Carta doing Parliament Hill from their third album, Songs from Wastey's Orchard, which was released on the Vertigo imprint. And Magna Carta was formed in London during the spring of 1969. And unlike a lot of bands, they continued performing and releasing albums ever since, their most recent albums being The Fields of Eden and Magna Carta with the Royal Philharmonic. And before Magna Carta, we had Bonzo Dog Band, also known as the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band or the Bonzo Dog Dada Band. Some people call them the Bonzos. Anyway, the song we heard, Canyons of Your Mind, from their 1968 album, The Donut in Granny's Greenhouse. There you go. We opened up the set with Audience doing Indian Summer, which was a hit single off of their second album, The House on the Hill, which came out stateside on the Elektra record label. It's sort of a great lost album to me. And it's worth seeking out. The last few years Gus Dudgeon was alive, he and I became phone buddies. He was a fan of one of the Oxford American music issues and CDs, which I produced 10 of with the magazine over the years. When he found out there was more than one music issue and CD, he hounded me for about a month and a half until I sent him the entire collection of CDs I did. And after that, we became fast friends and had a number of great conversations, sometimes really lengthy ones, on the phone. He was a hardcore fan of Americana, loved artists like Doug Somm, and he shared with me a lot of his production process, his feelings about the artist he worked with, and it was quite an education. He was an incredibly great, colorful storyteller, and I was grateful to just spend the time listening to everything he shared. By the way, I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central, broadcasting from WYXR FM in Memphis, Tennessee. Coming up right now, spring, not the time of the year, the band.
Please don't make promises you won't think of keeping to keep me happy a few days or more. Then leaving me alone, I lay sleeping. After that moment, you walked out the door. Sitting and watching the boats on the river, the last train from the station that takes you away. Though I was taken, you left me forgiven. Is this the way that you leave me to stay? Of us as we walk in the rain. The season once autumn now seems very strange. The lingering strain, the leaf falling down, taking my dreams as it falls to the ground. Sitting and watching the boats on the river, the last train from the station that takes you away. Taken, let me forgiven. Is this the way that you leave me to stay? I'm sitting and watching the boats on the river, the last train from the station that takes you.
Look around and you're not there. Seems like you've vanished.
That's the Sinceros. The song is Disappearing from their second album, Pet Rock. Great production by Gus Dudgeon. Before Sinceros, we heard Spring doing Boats from their 1971 self-titled album, which was their only album. And even though this track doesn't really show it, one of the notable instruments throughout the album was Mellotron. For this last hour, you have been listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time right here on WYXR FM, broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee. This whole last episode was featuring the production work of the great Gus Dudgeon, who is no longer with us but left some really spectacular production work. I hope you guys are doing well. I'm doing pretty good myself, and I love sharing music with you and look forward to getting together this time next week for more Air Conditioned. Bye now.
The Saltsville Foundation is proud to support WYXR, offering fun family events all summer long, including the Stax Music Academy Summer Music Camp for kids grades 6 through 12, and the Stax Museum's Free Family Day every second Saturday of the month with crafts, music, and food trucks. Information on all Saltsville events and music memorabilia are at saltsvillefoundation.org.
Support for WYXR comes from Rootstock Wine Merchants. Located at 644 Madison in the Edge District, Rootstock is committed to bringing Memphis wines from small, independent producers with minimal intervention. More information on Rootstock's full selection of wine, beer, and spirits, and online ordering available at rootstockmemphis.com.
Programming on WYXR is brought to you by a grant from the FedEx Arts Program, providing grants to arts-focused organizations to strengthen the Memphis community through the arts and in alignment with FedEx's charitable priorities of access and stabilization.
Any moment now, any moment, she's gonna walk out that door. Oh, but no matter how, oh, I know, she's gonna go.
She's gonna go.
Oh, yeah. Go. All because
all your cheating and lies, all your alibis, the wrong you did to fool her.
Oh, the tale.